As the ban to use water is slowly lifted, several places in Wyoming County are still collecting items like baby wipes, diapers, formula, and of course, water.
You know, go without water for a few days and you'll see just how much you miss that water.
Charlene Cook is the director of operations at the Mullins Opportunity Center. Cook says these items are meant to help those who remain without access to clean water, one of whom she ran into while at a restaurant in Beckley.
She was just a smiling, saying, "Hey, I'm one of those people you're talking about, you know." And she was there in Raleigh County to buy water because she said she stood in line for 8 hours for a gallon of water, and my heart just broke for her. I thought, oh, my word, 8 hours. I can't imagine that she drove from Dunbar to get her water. So, you know, there's so many out there that can't drive from Dunbar to get their water.
Cook says donations are also meant to help those carrying a financial burden during this time. Some businesses have been closed for almost 4 days.
I'm sure they need water. They're wanting hand sanitizer, baby wipes, paper products, trash bags, any kind of products that they may use at this time. People, it's hard-pressed right now because people are out of work also.
Cook remembers all too well what it's like to be without water. Mullins has been rebuilding since a massive flood in 2001.
We've been in the boil water advisories. We've lost everything in the Mullins area, so we know what it is to have a need. So, you know, it would be good if we as a community that we could reach out.
In Wyoming County, donations are being accepted at the Brenton Community Church, Oceana New Life Church, Pineville Family Resource Network, and the Mullins Opportunity Center. The supplies will be picked up after there's enough to fill a truck. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Mullins.